Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for self-mercy. Yes, we're having compassion. We're offering mercy to our own self. And we begin with taking a breath of love and gratitude, placing our hand on our heart and giving thanks that we can make this choice of self-mercy. Yes, we're giving up the habit of beating ourselves up, chastising ourselves, finding ourselves lacking in any way, shape, or form. We're giving up the self-attack thoughts, giving them to the higher Holy Spirit self with our hand on our heart, dedicating ourselves to self-love, self-mercy, self-compassion, self-acceptance. We're opening ourselves to the healing that this expression of self-love naturally brings. We're grateful and thankful to open ourselves to an unprecedented flow of love and insight and wisdom and clarity as a result of choosing self-love, self-compassion, self-harmony. We're declaring ourselves a self-loving zone. Mercy, mercy, mercy. We're laying on the holy altar fire of divine love any and all beliefs that we deserve to be punished, attacked, misused, mistreated, or abused. We are grateful and thankful to call forth a mighty healing washing through us, washing over us, and we are allowing ourselves to love ourselves. We are the perfect givers and receivers of love. This is the divine design in which we were made, and so we're grateful to claim it right now and to know that we are worthy of our divine design. We are grateful and thankful to share the benefits of healing and expansion with all beings because we're one with them. We're grateful and thankful to choose to know ourselves as perfect love. In gratitude, we have mercy. We share the benefits with all, and we let it be. And so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Oh my. Well, I am so grateful for your prayer partnership today. Thank you for joining me. You bless me and we are blessed. And let's see. Oh, I'm so excited. Friday is the start of my Sacred Sites tour in the UK. It's a long weekend of lovely opportunities to see some of my favorite sites: Avebury, Stonehenge, Salisbury, Bath, Glastonbury, and to be with the most delightful people. I know we're going to have a wonderful time. I'm really looking forward to it. And then we follow that with the sacred, with the spiritual counseling intensive training. So first time doing this in the UK. I'm excited for that. It's going to be a wonderful time for us to come together and have some deep healing and deepen our skills. You can still register for these events. We've got wonderful group for both and for each. And then let's see, I'll be in Frankfurt, Germany coming up soon. And then at the end of the month in Cairns, Australia, and Melbourne, Australia. Looking forward to all of that. Wonderful when we get to be together. Then in October, the Living A Course in Miracles retreat and the Forgive and Be Free retreat in North Carolina. At the end of the year, the New Year's reboot in North Carolina. And then in November, there's the next spiritual counseling training intensive, followed by the self-love and extreme pampering retreat with some wonderful side trips to Bangkok. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So it's a great year for doing the deeper work together. And I hope I get to see you soon. I love you. I thank God for you. Thank you for being my prayer partner today. Have a beautiful and blessed day today. Hey, Sacred Circle Day today, too. Mwah!